Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KEAUXP for KEAUXM.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. KA9SXH.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees.
My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey. That's WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PO of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. when checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile on short time or in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out. No traffic, 73, Dave.
Okay, thank you, dear Dave. KE8PCQ, we got you on the list. In and out, have a good one, and 73 to any other mobile, short time, or in and out. Okay, we'll continue on. Do we have anyone on Echolink? Anyone on Echolink tonight, please call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, hail, no traffic.
Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Uniform X-ray, KQ4OUX, Vince Columbus, Polk County, North Carolina on Echolink. Back to net control.
Okay, we have two on Echolink anyway, KC8VOA on Echolink and KQ4OUX on Echolink. Any other Echolink stations, call now.
Kilo Charlie 1, Victor Quebec Sierra, KC1DQS, Paul in Maine.
Okay, real good. KC1 Victor Quebec Sierra, I got you on the list. Thank you, and we'll be to Echolink gentlemen here in just a minute. Do we have any other Echolink stations? Okay, let's go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, please call now.
This is 68YDF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Fox 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. And my name is, my first personal is Mike, and my location is Saginaw Township.
This is NAEUI. Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carrollton Township, no traffic.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, QL, Papa, Romeo, NAKPR, Bob and Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KD8PAZ, Manny, Park, no traffic.
Okay, busy group today. Mike, with the Echo Delta Quebec, I need your prefix on your call again.
I don't think there was a mic on Echo Link. Are you talking about the one in Saginaw?
Yeah, Roger. The call was the suffix was Echo Delta Quebec.
Copy that. It's KS8EDQ, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec.
Okay, yeah, you sort of got stepped on. There was a couple of one times, but we got the end of your call, not the first. So, anyway, let me run down the list I have. I have KE8PCQ is in and out. I had Rick, KC8VOA. I have KQ4OUX. I have KC1 Victor Quebec Sierra. I have KC8YVF. I have Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. I have N8EUI, I have KD8MMH, I have N8KPR, and I have KD8PAC. Are there any others that I missed? Okay, we'll run with this one, and then if there's any more, we'll take a standby here a little bit, and if there's any more, we're going to add on the list. Pretty good Memorial Day here. We had a very good weather over the weekend. I was able to get a lot of stuff done that we normally do at this time of year, trying to get our deck ready with the summer stuff on it, and with the cleaning up from the over the winter and that. We did that, and we did that today. Went out of golf this morning, my best round of the year today. We tried a few other things that we normally don't do, and it worked out well. We had a really good time golfing this morning, 9 holes, and a lot of people on a golf course. We took a trip over to Lowell's, and on Tibbetawassee Road, unbelievable, there was a lineup on Tibbetawassee Road going east to get on to I-675 since they got the Zewaukee Bridge closed. I guess the traffic on 675 was quite bad. I did not check that out, but it was sort of strange to see the quite a lineup on Tibbetawassee waiting to get on to the expressway there. So anyway, let's run down our list here. We'll start with Rick, KCA-VOA, and stand by KQ4OUX. Go ahead, Rick. KCA-VOA?
Once again. Good evening, everybody. This is KCA-VOA, and happy Memorial Day. And I'm going to be one and done tonight, David. And so check me out after this transmission. 73 to everyone, KC8 DOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. Have a safe trip back to the home base here. I assume you're probably coming back tomorrow, which is probably a good idea to keep out of the traffic. 73 Shig, catch you down the log. KQ4OUX in North Carolina, how's the weather down there? Hopefully it's nice as it is here today. We had a very good day today. Go ahead with your transmission, over.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Al Zurich. I said, yeah, it's that weather here. I was in bed. KQ4OUX. I'll tell you, it's been threatening a little bit of rain every single day, but just never materialized. It said sun came out and it was a beautiful day up here in the mountains. So, like I said, it varies. You can have a forecast saying rain, but here in the mountains, it just doesn't rain. I mean, which is phenomenal. I mean, it just seemed like the rain even passes right over top of us all the time. But other than that, like I said, it's been a great day. I hope everybody had a happy and successful Memorial holiday. And I hope everybody, did their duty, like I said, and actually helped, trying to think what the word I want to use for our veterans, like I said. Appreciate our veterans and appreciate everybody, like I said, that's no longer with us. And other than that, like I said, basically there's nothing else that I got to say on this one. And I'll be clear on the net, and I'll probably be, checking into a different net at this time. But just bought me in, and again, 73 to everybody. Have a great evening. KQ4OUX, back in the control.
Okay, real good, 73. Friendly rain is good as long as it doesn't rain, so that's a good thing. We had the threatening rain here a few times, but actually the weather has been pretty good. I see that we have rain in the forecast for Wednesday, and that's my golf day. I've got my fingers crossed it doesn't rain again. Don't need it. The grass is growing quite well. And I'm probably gonna have to cut more off. I did fertilize over the weekend also. So as soon as it rains, I'm sure that the grass will start really growing. Thanks for checking in. We do have a 73 round, so if you're still around, then I'll give you a call. If you're still around, you can come back. If not, continue on to your other net. I know how that goes. 73, catch you later. KC1. Victor Quebec Sierra, Paul in Maine. Wonder how's everything's going for you. Hope you had a nice Memorial Day weekend, and your comments on your side. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening to everyone. This is KC1VQS. We had a very rainy weekend here in Maine, but today was sunny and fairly warm, but we have had 9 straight weekends in a row with either one or both days of rain, mostly both. But I just want to, where it's Memorial Day, and I want to acknowledge that. I had an uncle, a very close uncle, who fought in World War II, both in Europe and in the Pacific. Both my father and my father-in-law were in the Korean War. And my father-in-law is the only one still living. They all made it back, but thankfully. But my father-in-law is the only one still living, and he will be 96 this summer. And he is in great shape, and we are very thankful for that. So we're hoping for the summer to be less rainy than it has been in Maine. And we'll take what comes. So with that, I will turn it back to Nat from KC1VQS.
Okay, real good. Yeah, I got a couple of friends that are golf league that are in their upper 90s, so they've been around quite a while. Yeah, my dad and my father-in-law both fought in World War II over in the South Pacific, over New Guinea, so... They were in that area, so my dad was actually a radio operator in the Army over there. But anyway, we'll come back to 73 Ralph, so if you're still there, we'll let you join in on that. This is WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Ron, KC8YVF, you're up, and stand by Mike. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, thanks, Dave, for doing the net tonight. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend and a good Memorial Day weekend so far. For my dad was in World War II. He was on board the USS Fanning. He was a cook on the ship, so he had to keep all the guys happy with food. So we grew up happy and fed, that's for sure. Dad taught us, both my brother and I, how to fend for ourselves, at least food-wise. And so we always had something to eat, that's for sure. Dad was a good cook, that's for sure. My father-in-law, he was a medic in the Korean War. So what damage was done, his job was to fix them up and to get them out of the field and back to the hospital. So... two different type of jobs, two different wars. Unfortunately, both of them have passed several years ago, so don't have anyone still living at this point. For me, at least, it was a busy week. Tuesday, I took a half day off. I picked up a new vehicle, so I'm in process of, in the next few weeks, get the radio gear out of my old vehicle, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do in the new one. It's not really conducive to putting the same type of gear in it, so I'm going to have to do some research and see what I can do here to get any equipment into the new vehicle. Let me break. Saturday was out to my, or just around the house here. We did work around the house. Got the garden planted, a vegetable garden in, got a few other chores done around the house Sunday. We're out to my daughter's house. We took the kids down to a park down in Genesee, down Genesee County off in Genesee Road. And my daughter each year tries to find a different area to take pictures of the kids and the family and that. So that's what we did. We walked the trails for a while and took pictures and had a good time there. And then we came back to the house, and my son-in-law made steaks and all the fixings and all that to go along with it, so it was a good day there. Today was more like a Labor Day to me, I guess, and a Memorial Day. We finished working around the house on lots of different projects. We got our finally got our patio, back patio area cleaned off from the winter stuff and got our patio furniture put out. We cleaned out the back garage so we could get things back into there. We cleaned out behind the garage, which is a storage area. And I never get to it in the fall because the leaves fall way into the winter, basically, from the neighbor's tree. So I always have to wait the spring to clean the mess out from behind there. We got that done. A lot of other projects today, so I'm about wore out. I'll be glad to go back to work tomorrow so I can sit at my desk and rest. This working weekends are just getting to be much. So we'll turn it back over to you, Dave, for the 73 round, KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, that's the problem being retired. You just one day goes into the next, so I don't get to sit at my desk and rest tomorrow. We golfed this morning. I came back and been working most of the day. Actually, I finished up about 6:30 tonight after I had made dinner. Saturday we went to, we had a wedding anniversary, our 39th was on Saturday, so we went up to Lucky's up in Bay City for dinner then. Yesterday was sort of just dinner on the fly, more or less, and then today I had baby back ribs on the grill, and my baby back ribs are to die for. They are just unbelievable. I've got a gal pat right now. When I get done, when I take the ribs off the grill, they are falling off the bone. So they were just fabulous. So we had that today. So anyway, we'll be back to your first 73 round. Let's see, KF8, Echo Delta Quebec. You're up and stand by, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, WAZW. Thanks for putting on the net, and happy Memorial Day to everyone that's listening. I went camping up on the Asabo River over the weekend with just my dogs and I. Went up to a location called Lau Dam, and we camped right on the water, tent camping. You have to take a boat to the campsite, so I loaded up my boat and went camping for the 3 days. I programmed my radio to a few repeaters up there and tried to make contact, but I didn't have a radio powerful enough. Let me break for a moment. Anyway, had a pretty uneventful camping trip, very relaxing. It was very good. So on the way back today, around noon, I was coming down coming down 75 and at the exit 160, which is the one right by Delta College, it's called Saginaw Road or Bay Road exit off of 75. It was backed up over a mile to try and take that exit because the 675, it cuts from four lanes down to two lanes to 675. So yeah, there was additional traffic just backed way up on the highway going southbound. So, I guess that's all I have to talk about right now, but,
Yeah, okay, real good. Yeah, that's probably why the cars coming on down Tivitawasi to get on I-6-635, they were backed up because it was probably bumper to bumper on 675 going around. Okay, we'll be back for a 73 round if you're still around. Tom, NADUI, you're up, and I'll take a standby after that. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is NADUI. I hope everybody's having a good lengthy Memorial Day weekend. I hope everyone had a very meaningful Memorial Day. Memorial Day has a special memory in my wife's, Barbara's, mind. Her older brother, she lost him in Vietnam in 1969. He was in the medevac outfit, in the Navy. I think it was anyway, his job was to get the wounded out of hot zones. Let me break real quick. And their unit came under heavy fire one night by the Viet Cong and knocked out the power, so he went to fire up the emergency generator, one of the emergency generators they had, and the explosion took his life. So but anyway, it's a very, very, it's a sad day for Barbara, and I empathize with her also. See what's going on in my wet life. Since Friday, we've been very busy, Barb and I. We laid down 8.5 yards of mulch around the house and around our trees on Friday. It took about 6 hours, and then I mowed the lawn on Saturday. And then, let's see, what else did we do? Went to church Saturday evening, and we went to Memorial Day Mass over at the St. Andrew's Cemetery over near Shields this morning. We have getting the house ready, getting the yard ready for the summer. We did a lot of cleanup this past weekend, raking, and finally got my flag up. My flagpole is up now. My Old Glory is standing proud, waving in the wind. Finally got that up after I don't know how many years. I purchased the flagpole, I guess, a couple of years ago, and it was in my closet for a long, long time. So I finally, because I didn't know where to put it, I was trying to find a place where I didn't have to mow around it. Let me break again. So I finally got it in the northeast corner of the backyard. I've got some timbers. I'm going to box the flagpole in. I'm going to mulch it and put black dirt and flowers around it too. So. But at least it's up, and I've been waiting a long time to get it up. I'm glad I did. So it's a 25-footer, so it's not real tall, but not real short either. So you can see it from Lawndale, and you can see it. I think you can see it. I had it half staff today, so I think I don't know if you can see it from Thistle, our main street. I don't know if I can see it above the house or not. But we'll see it tonight or tomorrow when I got some errands to run tomorrow. So I'll look for it. Anyway, that's about it on my end. I'm going to toss it back and listen to what everybody else has to say, and I'll catch you on the 73 round. So until then, this is NAUI.
Okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, I've got to get a new flag for my flag. I took it down. It was I took the flag down because it needed to be replaced, and I have not got a replacement yet. So we're going to probably do that in the next week or so. This is WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins before I go keep on down the list? Okay, not ours, so we'll go to KDMMH. Mike, you're up. Stand by, Bob.
Hey, WADW, this is KDMMH. Good evening, Dave. Evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Wish everyone a happy Memorial Day. Hey, nice to see the weather turning back to kind of normal where it should be this time of year, in the upper 60s and low 70s, compared with what we've had over the last week there with really cold temperatures. Kind of a busy weekend myself, didn't really plan on doing anything. Did some yard work around here Saturday, and then Sunday wasn't planning on doing anything. My friends are in Freeland, Gary and Laura, his parents over on Lone Road have a beautiful in-ground pool, and they had a pool opening party yesterday, so I went there and took the cover off and helped them get the pool opened up, and they got takeout from Olive Garden, so it was a nice dinner we had there yesterday, and then today over in Freeland, Gary and Laura Laura decided to do some burgers out on the grill and kind of an impromptu Memorial Day party there, so went there for some burgers and nice little Memorial Day party there. On the way back, came back Michigan Avenue and crossed over 675 there, where Michigan Avenue crosses over 675, and boy, yeah, the southbound lanes was just one big parking lot. They were barely moving, so with the Zilwaukee Bridge closed and having everybody detoured on 675, it was not fun for all those travelers coming south on 675 today. Anyway, that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go around 2 days. You can mark me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. I hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to net control, and thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, my bypass to get to downtown is go down to the Wassie onto the I-635 and go that way. And now it's not that way anymore because of the bridge close and the traffic from 75 onto 675. So it makes as you said, if there's any traffic at all, it makes it a traffic parking lot. And even on a regular day, it's pretty busy on 675 now, too, so let's sort of watch out for that. Bob, NAKPR, you're up. Stand by Mini.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Well, good evening, Dave, everybody else on the net. Yeah, I spent, thank you, all the vets, and all the ones that didn't make it back. But we spent the weekend camping Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we left about 5:30 this evening. And we says, well, let's take the back roads. So we took the back roads into Sterling and then drove into Standish, and then we says, well, you know, the traffic didn't look too bad. 23 didn't like have anybody on it. So I'm thinking, okay, let's hop on the expressway. Let's hop on 75 here in Standish. And if it's bad, we'll get off, you know, Pinconning or wherever and take 13. But anyways, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. I mean, we're going 80 miles an hour. I mean, I was doing 75-80, and people were passing me, and no stops, no slowdowns. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, okay, apparently 675 isn't too bad. Well, I was going that speed until I went under, Bay Road exit, you know, just a couple miles before, you know, 3-4 miles before the 675 exit. Then all of a sudden, I go past the exit, and I see brake lights. He goes, oh, no. So, anyways, long story short, I got stuck in the traffic. I was 3 miles from the exit for 675, and it was touching, you know, just stop and go. So I finally made it up to Tittabawassee Road, and I said, okay, I'm getting out of this mess. And we went down to Michigan, and Michigan to 46, and 46 to Genesee, and Genesee is Dixie Highway to finally made it home. But no matter which way I go, I could have went to Bay City through 13 to, you know, through Bay City and whatnot. That would have still, either way I go, if I don't take the Zawaki Bridge, either way I go, it's going to add 25 minutes to my trip. So that's just life for right now, I guess. But, yeah, I come home, and it's like, oh, my God, everything's a jungle. Let me buy a minute. And, yeah, it looks like I told my wife I'm pulling a driveway. I said, it looks like nobody lives here. And I mowed, whatever day it was before it started raining. But that's another thing. It was cold up there. Oh, my God. I didn't know what to wear. You know, I had sweatshirts on. I had winter jackets on in the evening. Normally at a campfire, we'll have a group campfire, and it lasts till midnight or 11 o'clock anyways. Well, and by 9:30, 10 o'clock, everybody says, okay, we had enough. Let's go to bed. So that's kind of what that happened. But we did eat well. Saturday night, we had smoked turkey. We had two turkeys smoking. There's like 20 of us. You know, they get together all the time up there at the campground. And so we had two smoked turkeys, all, you know, dressing, all the gravy, the mashed potatoes, all the fixings. That was really good. Turkey was really good. And you would have enjoyed that time, but it was really good. And then Sunday night we had a seafood boil with crab legs, scallops, shrimp, sausage. It was really good.
and a bunch of other stuff on the side. So we definitely ate well up there. Enjoyed what the good Lord gave us. But with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control and AKTR back to Net.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah. Well, it seems that camping turns into be a good food time anyway. I know I figure that out. We're hoping to get up and do camping before field day yet, so not sure if that's going to happen or not. We're trying to get new carpet in the house, and probably this next week we'll get some timelines on when that's going to happen. So we'll but we'd like to get up. Actually, we're talking about maybe going to Harrisville in the near future. And like I said, I'd like to do it before field day, but don't know if that's going to happen or not. Minnie, KAPAZ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, WATW. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here tonight. Good to have a couple of new ones in here. Anyway, not doing too much. I had two brothers that served in Korea, but they both came home safely, and they're both passed now, but they did come home from Korea very in good condition. So other than that, not much going on. I'm not working on no puzzle right now. I finished that one and put it on Facebook yesterday, so thought I'd wait a couple of days and maybe then start another one. Anyway, this is KDATAZ back to WATW.
Okay, real good there, Manny. Yeah, I had a few buddies went to Vietnam. I was fortunate enough, I guess, I had a deferment for medical reasons, so I did not get to go. Actually, I had planned on enlisting in the Air Force. I had talked to the Air Force recruiter and everything, had everything set. And once we went and took the physical, it was a no-go. So we stayed home and we did what we did over here. But as I said, we had a few friends that did go to Vietnam. They did come back. Actually, the one friend went, he came back, and then he volunteered to go back, and he was back to Vietnam three times. I don't know. I think he was pretty goofy, but anyway. This is WADW, Second Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins before we go up for 73 round? Okay, nothing here, so we'll see if KQ4OUX, see if he's still there, and if not, then we'll continue on down the list. If you're still here, go ahead and 73 round. Okay, I said he was going to run off to another net, so he probably did. How about Paul, KC1, Victor Quebec Sierra, 73 round, you're still around?
Yes, I'm still here, and I've enjoyed listening to everybody, and I will say 73 to everybody, and everyone have a great night. KC1DQS, back to Net.
Okay, real good there, Paul. Thank you for stopping by with our net tonight. We're every Sunday, 9 o'clock, so you're more than welcome to join us. Actually, they have a rate to check net on the same frequency on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. So more than welcome to join in. We're always looking for new voices in here, and always good to have some new to check in. 73s, have a really good week, and hope to see you down the log. Ron, KCAYVF, you're up, and stand by Mike. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net, and for the guys on Echo Link tonight, thanks for joining the net. We really appreciate it. The Echo Link node has been popular with our net. We've got quite a few people, club members, as they travel, get on the Echo Link net, and guys that used to live in the area will get on and visit too, so it's really nice to have you in there. One news thing for the people in the Savara Club, I got an email today on eBay that our WinLink antennas have shipped. So, not sure how long that will take. They said average shipping through eBay through their posting was 15 days, but subject to change at a moment's notice, I guess. But good news is the three antennas for the WinLink station have shipped, so we should see those in a few weeks here. Other than that, for me, I had a short work week with that. The week, we got some rain coming in on Wednesday, Thursday, and possibly on Friday, but the weekend, as of right now, looks to be dry, so that's a good thing. And everyone have a safe week, have the safe rest of your Memorial weekend here. Right after this net, I'm heading up and going to bed. It's an early morning to get up for work, and like I said, I'm pretty well wore out from the weekend. So 73, everyone, have a great week. Dave, I will be around at the end of the net for the report. So KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, I know how the I'm probably going to feel golf and the work I did today. I had on my rear deck with a screened in. I had one screen that I had to replace. The Mr. Squirrel decided that he wanted to try and get into the deck area. I normally I've got a 15-gallon garbage can out there with birdseed in it. And the cover's on everything. He can't get in it, but he must smell it. And he decided that he wanted to get in, so I had to replace one screen. We actually replaced it with aluminum this time rather than the plastic. So hopefully that one will get. But there's a number of other plastic screens that he maybe could try to take care of. But that's what I did. Spent quite a bit of time redoing that. Okay, Mike, KF8EDQ, you're up 73 round. Go ahead.
Hi, yeah, this is KF8EDQ. I guess I'll just wish everyone a good evening, just, you know, 73s and all that. So I'll just pass it right back to Nat. I enjoyed the Nat tonight, and it was good to hear everybody. Back to Nat.
Okay, real good there, Mike, and thank you for stopping by again tonight. So, 73s, catch you down the log. Tom, NADUI, you're up, and I'll take a break after that.
Okay, Dave, thanks very much. This is NADUI. Thanks, Dave, again, for doing the net. Not much else. We usually are camping this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, but Barb and I decided to stay home. Like I said, we were cleaning around the yard and getting ready. We have a bash. We basically have an after Memorial Day party, family party, next Saturday. So we've been getting ready, getting the house ready and getting the yard all cleaned up and getting ready for that. That's next Saturday. Let me break real quick. So the menu is I'm going to smoke a couple of pork butts, which seems to be my specialty, and that's what everybody claims they want, you know, for food, so I'm going to oblige. So a couple of pork butts, and then my mom or my grandma's, it was passed down, homemade baked beans, or famous baked beans, or infamous, depending on how they respond to you, you know what I mean. And then Barb, she makes a great homemade mac and cheese, topped with crunched Ritz crackers, and there's cheddar cheese, and there's a flour and what is it? Butter roux mixed in with it with the macaroni, and she bakes for about, I think it's 45 minutes. And you put it on the broiler, let it brown a little bit. And so we've had it a couple times. It's a big hit. So there's about 10 or 12 people invited, and all family. And actually, it's on Barb's side of the family. We're going to have one for my side of the family probably in July, after the cottonwood fuzzies fall off the tree. It's like snow around our neighborhood. So after they fall, get them mowed and cleaned up, and then we're going to have a party. Because you can't sit outside in our neighborhood with those cotton balls because, you know, it'll get your food. So we'll have the party in July sometime. But anyway, that's we're looking forward to that. Like I said, there's 12 10 or 12 people coming, and we're gonna get the yard games outside, and the music on the patio, and lawn chairs, things like that. So anyway, that's about it for me on this end. Toss it back and say good night to everybody and 73, and we'll catch you all hopefully next Monday night. NAEY.
Okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, this time of year is for me, but I spent Saturday cleaning the deck. Got it pretty nice. It looked pretty good, and then the maple trees decided it was helicopter time, so everything was. All the helicopters are coming out of the trees now, so that's probably another couple weeks before I can really get it cleaned up. So that's my project. 73 is here, Tom, and we'll catch you down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up. Stand by, Manny.
Okay, I'm here. I was listening. I had to step out of the room for a second. But, Tom, you made me hungry again. But I got a lot of things to take care of here. Like I said, I just got back this evening, and then got to get the grass cut, so it looks like somebody lives here. And then, okay, that's tomorrow. And I'm also made the deal of buying a new truck. My truck's 13 years old, so I says, well, time to get a new one. So I did. It's ridiculous. It cost more than my first house did. But that's the way it is. Ridiculous, but that's the way it is. And so I got to do that tomorrow. I got to cut the grass tomorrow. Then Wednesday morning, we leave. My granddaughter, who lives in Cleveland, she's graduating from 8th grade, and we're going to leave there Wednesday morning today's Monday, Tuesday, yeah, Wednesday morning, go there, and for graduation. I wish they listened much closer. We'd do so many more things with them, but it is what it is. And then Thursday, we'll come back home. I'll do what I can do, and then Friday we take off camping again. So, not home a whole lot. And the wife says, well, when are you going to do the garden? I told her, I said, I got to be home to do that. And if we're not home, I can't do it. I told her, it says, the garden needs to be rode to at least 3 more times before I can even plant anything. So, to incorporate everything that I put in there during the fall. So, it is what it is. We'll deal with it as it comes along. But thanks for doing that, Dave. 72s, everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Okay, Bob, what kind of truck did you buy?
Well, I'm a Chevy guy, so I bought a Silverado crew cab, Z71 RST. Actually, I just wanted a Z71, but we were having trouble finding one and the color I wanted and whatnot. But they did find one for an RST, and they had some new rebate come up. I'm trading in my old truck, and for the trade-in, it was they added another $2,250 for it, and for the RST package, it was another $2,400 for that. And I says, well, it's kind of like a even Steven type trade, you know. But they had found one with the RST package on it and the color I wanted with all the other options I wanted on it. So I did the hood, and that's why it's Z71
repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, 4-wheel drive RST. Back to that. Back to you, Dave. NAKPR.
Okay, real good. Yeah, I had a 19-year-old Ford F-150. I replaced that. I've got a 2022 Ram now with the Hemi in it. So Nice trucks. A lot of different stuff on there. Wasn't on them older ones, Bob, as you well probably found out. Okay, 7-3, catch you later down the log. Minnie, KDAPAZ, you're up. I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening again, Dave. This is PAZ. Not much more to add here. Tell Mary I said hello, and hopefully she's in good spirit and good health. This is KDAPAZ back to WHDW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie. She probably heard you. I don't know if she's listening tonight or not. I know when I'm at control, she tries to listen every time I transmit. She can't hear what I'm saying, but she normally hears everybody else if she is listening. Seven Street, sir. See you, and have a good week there, Minnie. We'll catch you down the log. Okay, to bottom of the list, do we have anyone else that would like to join us tonight? Call now. Okay, not heard. Do we have anyone on the on the list that has any other comments or announcements before we close it out? Okay, good net tonight. So tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins at this time. The Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's event. This is Dave, WADW, and that is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Thank you very much, 73s. Catch everyone down the log. And Ron, I have a report for you.
I am ready, Dave. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy my number 122 routine. From my station, WADW, a check of 10, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, May, figures 2-6, going to your station, Ron Huss, KCAYVF, break. Letter group Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday, net check-ins, figures 1-1, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 5-0 minutes, break. Sorry, Dave, WADW, and no more.
All right, Dave, I copy the report. Thank you very much for doing that tonight, and hopefully we'll see you in about a week and a half here for the next of our net. So, talk to you later, and have fun golfing again. KC8YVF, clear.
I'm sort of hoping that everything that I did today can carry over to the next time I golf, if you know what I mean. Normally that doesn't happen. Normally when you you start thinking and then all of a sudden your game goes to hell, but I'm hoping that doesn't happen. 7-3's there, Ron. Catch you down the log. WADW out.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 59 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 57 degrees. KADAC. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.